Blog Talk Radio.
K Diddy, what it do? It be a boy named Fix, reppin' Shadow Diamonds, Global ENT. I wanna give a shout out to I Am Indie Radio Station. Big up to all my independent labels, yo, getting that independent money. Hey, y'all, drop that next track.
Yeah, 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 this your boy K Diddy. You listen to I Am Indie, you know, the show for independence. We come to you every Wednesday, same time, you know what I'm saying? It's just a World Movement record thing, and if you don't know about it, check it out, worldmovement.com, to get your ear full so you can see what we got going on. Today, we got a hell of a show as usual. We got this young entrepreneur, land soul musician, producer, writer, artist that's going to be joining us in 1 minute here. To bless y'all, tell y'all what's going on in his world, his career, and all that good stuff. And, hey, we're going to let it do what it do. You know what I'm saying? So without any further ado, let me see if my boy's in the building. Lance, you're in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on, man? What's going on?
Oh, everything's gravy, man. All we need now is some old potatoes to go with it.
I'm in the South too. I'm all about that mashed potatoes and gravy, man. I ain't know about that till I came down here. You know, we stay on bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches up in New York.
What do you say, bacon, eggs, and cheese sandwiches?
Yeah, bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. That's what we do.
All right, well, look, I'm going to have to get up on that one, man. Well, you know, thank you for taking time out to join us today, man. Well, let's tell the world a little bit about Lance Soul. Let everybody know who you are, where you're at, where you're coming from, and what you're doing.
Well, I'm originally from New York, Brooklyn, New York. I rep it all day. My parents are from the West Indies, one from Guyana, one from St. Lucia. So I'm a first-generation American. I came down to Charlotte, North Carolina a couple years ago to go to school and get my bachelor's in music business and technology. I just graduated on May 19th after a long and tiring college career, but it was definitely well worth it. And now, you know, to be honest, I just quit not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, my job at a production company to pursue my own thing and to create my own empire. You know, I always had this idea to create my own thing. I always wanted my own thing, no matter what it was. And I finally kind of, you know, had the courage to take the risk. You know, it's now or never. Either you're going to do it now or wait until you're 40 and regret, you know, not doing it. So I'm a writer. I'm an author. I really take great pride in producing it. And songwriting is probably my favorite thing to do. But I'm an all-around entrepreneur, man. I'm looking into all industries. I'm not limiting myself to anything. And I'm out here, you know, trying to make history at the end of the day. You know, money is cool, but I want to be able to look back and say I did something that people didn't do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, do you find that direction? Do you find that happening quicker for you in terms of production? Or where do you see that realizing that?
I don't know. You know, that's funny you say that. I don't know. I'm not sure I would love for it to be production. I would love for that to kind of be the lead in my career. But, you know, I'm open. You never know what it could be. You never know how things turn out. You know, I believe in God wholeheartedly, and, you know, I'm going to take the path that's destined for me, whatever it is. But songwriting and producing, definitely. I definitely see that as being the lead off. But we'll see. You know, I'm open.
Right, right. Did any of your parents play any instruments, or where did you get your what made you decide you even want to do music in the first place?
Man, wow, that's a great question. No, my parents not really musically inclined. My dad liked to do parties and stuff. So, you know, he always been kind of in entertainment, but he never was like a musician. My mom was never a musician, and I don't know. Thinking back, I know I started writing at 9, and I started producing at 13. So, I don't know what. I guess, you know, just being young and, you know, we as black males, we kind of gravitate towards that type of industry when we're young, and we look at these guys and we say, man, we want to be that. And, you know, unfortunately and fortunately, I was one of those kids where I was looking at TV or listening to the radio or whatever and saying, man, I want to be like Jay-Z or I want to be like Nas. And you know, luckily I didn't get trapped into the rapper syndrome of wanting to be a rapper and putting all my energy into being a rapper. Because, I mean, there's a billion and one rappers nowadays, and it's just...
Right. Well, we say out here you could throw a rock at any tree and a rapper will fall out.
That's hilarious because it's so true. That's crazy because it's so true. I mean, even in school, like, the college experience was crazy for me because just in terms of that, like, you had a bunch of smart people in here that was going to school to do something better with their life and to get a degree, and 50% of them want to be rappers on the side, you know? And it's kind of like I got to a point where it was like, okay, what am I really going to do? How am I really going to impact the culture at the end of the day? You know, and there's so much more opportunities and so much more titles, I guess, than just being a rapper in the industry that you can make a huge impact. So there's dudes that's behind the scenes, that's been behind the scenes for 20 years that we've never heard of, that is influencing everything that we hear in a major, major way. So I've kind of, you know, seen that mogulish and entrepreneur side and took to that more than just being a rapper. You know, I've really kind of stepped away from the rapping thing, even though I can do it and you're going to hear some songs today. But I'm really into songwriting and producing, like I said. Songwriting, whether it's for a country artist or a singer or a rock and roll band, whatever. I'm just want to be expressive and creative in different ways, you know?
Right. And that's powerful, man. And I salute you for having the forethought to even go there, man, because a lot of rappers, they haven't even they don't even understand from the simplistic position that rappers don't rap, other rappers rap. So therefore, the publishing side is not there, really.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And most of the publishing comes from actually song and singers, man. You know what I'm saying? They copy cover tunes 100 years.
Exactly. I mean, that's how that industry's been working forever. It's funny because, like, hip-hop and rap, we have this, like, pride thing, and it's like, nah, you can't write my raps, which I understand, you know, from where it comes from. But, you know, that industry, the separate from just hip-hop, is, I mean, that's the industry. You have a bunch of songwriters and producers that are creating these songs, and singers come in and they sing it and they move on. But like you said, you know, with rappers, it's like you can't bring a rapper a dope hip-hop song and, you know, he get on it and
right.
Do what it do. You know, it's so, you know.
You feel like they'll sell out. They'll feel like they'll sell out if they do that. You know?
That's not real to them. They can't, you know, have nobody else. I mean, I understand that, but me, if somebody has a dope song and as an artist, a dope song and the lyrics is hot, if I could, you know, make it sound good, let's go and make this hit record and boom it off, let's go. I have no pride in that, you know, because I guess I'm kind of different, I guess, because I songwrite and produce, so I have that element to me to go into that background of it. You know, some rappers don't. Some rappers can just rap, so if you take, you know, their raps away from them, they don't have nothing else to give. So, you know, in that regard, I understand, but still, you know, you got to expand your horizons, you know?
Yeah, definitely, especially since there's so many opportunities now that wasn't there before, you know, for artists really to be heard and get their music, you know, to the consumers. Things
yep.
Completely different, you know, completely different. Hey, man, but we're going to jump to one of your cuts, man. I'm going to play Body Language, and then we're going to come right back, and then we can chop that up.
All right, cool.
Body language, land soul, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm looking at you. Yes, your mouth say no, as long as you know how the night gon' go. Smile say come and do whatever you like. Your pants say I'ma give it to you tonight. Whether it's right, it's all up to you. Sports is something that I won't do. Loving the view, see us there on the balcony, wind on your hair. Ha, I saw you on the other side. You thought I was another guy. One of those that I try so hard to cut that they commit suicide. But nah, that ain't in my forte. Hey, you looking at me the wrong way. Now I got out of my couch, we can talk about everything that they won't say. But nah, we won't get too personal. And you don't really know me, so I understand how it feels to be in a situation. So I'ma let the combo flow. Swell as the alcohol. If you fall and I don't call, that'll be something that I can't resolve. Don't get caught up and don't give me it all because of alcoholic beverages. Speaking languages, telling me she's Telepine. Even when she make her live, smoother than a porn star. She has gone so far in the night until she's done. Dancing to she's done. Break your weight, move, shake, 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 break your weight. Body language, yes, speak it, tell me something, and I can read it. No words, of verbs, spot your eyes, keep it on curves. You can proceed, I can see yourself, getting flawless, I can see the glow. We can shake it, I can see the cold, like a VIP. Nobody you know, now you're pointing and whispering, telling your friend that she's joining, smiling while I'm listening. Fun times, mad boyfriends, we walk puffs like Tyra Banks. We got that strut, I tell Tyra thanks. Just tight, I thought the cops did it. Body looking like a fucking art exhibit, and that shit there is crazy. What a beautiful lady, no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes. Nah, I ain't tryna make no babies. Just keep your body legible, and I'ma make sure that it's edible. I just hope that you're ready for this, cause when I shoot, I don't miss. Now I take a shot at it. Alcoholic beverages, body speaking languages, telling me she's Telepine. Even when she make a living, smoother than a porn star. She has gone so far, in the night is just begun. Dancing to a deep sun. Move, shake, break your weight. 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 Move, shake, break your weight.
Wow, K Diddy in the building with Land Soul. If you just joined us, 347-308-8747. Yeah, that does have a little East Coast flavor to it.
Yeah. Let me set that song up real quick for you and the listeners. That I created a project called Wealth. We'll talk about that later on. But what I did was I had 10 rules. Basically, I created 10 rules that I chose to abide by for myself in this journey of success and wealth. Rules like never quit, believe, put God first, things like that. And this was rule number 9, which was have fun. So that was the record that I came up with. Or have fun. You know, I'm a very serious person. I don't know anybody else out there, but I'm a Virgo, and we're very serious, very detailed, very analytical people. And that was my party, I guess, record. You're not going to get too much of those from me. I'll let you know now. But when you do, you know, it'll sound something like that, so to say.
Okay, so cool. So what do you see happening with you in the near future, man? You got any shows coming up? You got any projects that you're working on? What's happening?
Well, the main project I'm dealing with right now is that Wealth. And I also wrote a book called 3 Steps to Manifesting Your Imagination. And what I'm doing is I'm putting these projects out on shirts. So I like to say I'm creating the next generation of content distribution. And what I'm doing is I'm putting digital content like music or books or movies or whatever and using a code and putting them on shirts, putting them on physical products. So imagine
That's an awesome concept right there. Is there any time limit to the amount of program that you could put on those codes?
No, that's the great thing about it. You could put 100 movies on one shirt, and you'll be walking around with, you know, your all your favorite movies right there on you, and you could share them with people or whatever. There's no limit. That's what the convenience of the digital part of it gives. But you also get that that real live feeling. You know how you feel. You know how you felt when you were able to open up that package to that CD that you've been waiting for, and you get to read the credits and look at all the the art. And we've kind of lost that with the digital thing. You know, it's all cyberspace. There's nothing that I call it
sterilized.
Sterilized, yeah. It's sterilized, you know. So it's like that feeling of having something physical to touch and own and say, hey, look at this, it's lost with that. So I'm kind of being able to get the benefit of both worlds.
How does the normal person, I mean, that's not a techie, I mean, how would they cipher that? How would they decode it? How would they play it?
Well, they would come with the code. They would have to get, you have to have a smartphone. I don't know too many people in this day and age that don't have smartphones. If you don't, it's okay. You still can use someone else's. But you would get a QR code reader, and you would download the app. There's a bunch of those. You scan the code, and it'll come up right there. For the book, it comes up instantly. It's right there. For the music, it takes you to a site where you download it. It's all secure and stuff, so you can't just, you know, take it and go. For my stuff, I'm letting people go and share wherever and do whatever. But, you know, there's a big technical side to it, and, you know, everybody, if it was Jay-Z doing it, he couldn't just have it like that. It would have to be a lot of security with it, passwords and time limits and all that. So it could broaden the spectrum, you know. It could go from just that to all the way to highly securitized. But it's very easy for the average person with a phone, download the app, scan it, and you got the content. You could share it and you could play it and you could download it and you could do whatever you want at that point.
Oh, okay. Man, that's a hell of a concept, buddy.
Yeah, man, it was something it kind of came to me, you know, like we were talking about with being an artist. That's when I came up with this idea. That was really in like artist rapper mode, so to say.
Let me tell you what's powerful to me, you know, because I go to a lot of the industry conferences, you know, the South by Southwest, you know, I go to Meetdown, you know, in the south of France. You know, I go to a lot of these industry conferences, man, and there's a lot of artists, you know, they still giving you full packages, you know, CDs, bios, and stuff like that. And I started saying, damn, man, it's better for me as a company to start putting all my artist stuff on a flash drive, because I know most people don't want to be carrying a bunch of shit, you know.
Yeah.
But if you give them a flash drive, you know what I'm saying, and you lock out, you know, a portion of it for all your company stuff and then leave enough space for them to play and record their music, stuff like that, people would keep. So I guess what I'm saying is when you go to these events, we always keep the T-shirts. You know, we never throw the T-shirts in the trash, man. But, you know, if you got 25, 30 pounds of 8x10s and pictures and CDs, you know, you understand that somebody had to pay for that promotion material. But the way airlines are now, they charge you to carry extra luggage. You know what I'm saying? So we don't want to carry all that stuff. But if it's a garment like a T-shirt and it's cool, we ain't throwing that shit away. So it's going to get to where it's supposed to go. So, again, I think that's a great idea, and that would work for artists, you know?
Yeah, definitely. What I really want to do, the ultimate goal is to be able to – actually, I'm looking into it now – creating a website where I create my own system of code, so I'm not using the guys' QR codes. They did a wonderful job, but I don't want to use their system forever. I want to create my own system where any artist in the world can sign up and upload their art or their music or their movie or their text or whatever. A code will be generated, and they'll be able to put that up on an online store, kind of like iTunes, but with that type of product. So that's what I'm kind of working towards now, and be able to get that up hopefully in the next year. You know, them things take a long time. Hopefully in the next year we can have that up and everybody can indulge in it. Even if you want something personal, if you want to, you know, give something to your dad for Father's Day, a clip of, you know, a bunch of vacations you guys went to, and you want to upload it and give him something that has something crazy on the front, you know, number one dad or whatever, and give it to your dad, I think that's a great gift, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so, man. I'm definitely digging the concept. Hey, look, we might have to talk about that one off the air.
Let's do it.
You
I'm
know,
ready to.
Because I'm all into technology and the ways of the future, man. I told, I don't know if you know some of the old school writers, Kevin Spencer, another friend of mine, you know, he wrote a lot of the hits for the Whispers. And,
okay.
You know, I was telling him, you know, the next technology, the next major move is going to be hologram technology. People going to have that in their homes.
Yeah.
You know, instead of going to a concert, you're going to be able to sit in your living room and see the concert right there. You know, because if you know of a lot of amusement parks, they already have that happening now. You know, it's just that they haven't figured out how to make it available for the consumers at an affordable price yet.
Yeah, that's going to be tough, though, because hologram is a very, like, it's I don't know. It seems too technical for a regular person. But at the same time, you know, at one point the internet was too technical for a regular
person. It's going to be offered. Check this out, Lance. It's going to be offered by your cable company. Your cable company is going to install it just like they install cable in everybody's home today. They're going to install it. I mean, I could think about when I had a briefcase that was a cell phone.
Wow.
It's not that far off. Think about it, man. Think about it. What if it was 8-track tapes, 16 tracks? Nobody knows it's going to get to 24 and 36 to infinity now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Holograms.
It's not
man,
that
I
far off for them to make it in a small, compact form as a projector. Instead of the projector shooting on the wall, the projector is going to shoot straight down. From the ceiling down, and the image is going to be within that.
That's hot. You know, we need to look into that. See how we can
all
make
the
that
major
happen.
Amusement parks already got it, man. I'm just saying, they have not figured out how to get it small enough to put into the home.
Yeah.
Unless you got some millions. Think about it. NBC, some of the sports channels, they've been using
it. That would be crazy. Oh, my. Imagine watching Super Bowl on your living room floor.
Exactly.
Wow, that's amazing.
The fights, right there in your living room. You have the fights right there. You know, they charge you $45, $50, or whatever they charge for that particular event.
That's crazy. And you could circle around it. Like, you could put chairs around the fight and watch it like you're actually at it.
Trust me, it's not that far off. That's going to be the next major technology that hit consumers. Because what else can they do right now? Everybody, think about it. Everybody that you know pretty much got a home theater right now. Either they got a big screen TV, or they got surround sound, or they got a projector that's shooting on the wall. But everybody got home theater, so there's really nowhere else for them to go with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It really ain't nowhere else for them to go with that other than something like this, which would be revolutionary. It would have the digital audio application already, so it's going to be the shit. Why? You're going to say the man,
so
I heard from that cat.
So let me ask you this. If when that happens, how is that going to affect the industry? Because it's going to be even more easy and convenient. So going to the fight or going to Super Bowl is not going to be as appealing if they could have it in their homes.
Right,
so
it's not going to affect it. I don't see it affecting nothing, because if you think about it, man, you still can go to pay-per-view and get the fight now. So what's the difference? I mean, you got the people, you have diehard fight fans, because I used to be one. I used to be one. I just wanted to be in the building with all the ambiance, you know, with all the, you know, the big wigs and hang out, you know, and all that. I've been there. So there's some people that just into that, just going to do that. And then you got the other people, man, that just want to sit at their house and eat some chicken wings and drink some beer and just be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? So I don't see it. Personally, I might be wrong, but I don't see it affecting that at all. It's going to be the same.
Just different way. Different form.
Yeah, instead of you doing a pay-per-view, it's still going to be the same thing through pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying?
That's amazing. I can't wait. Man,
It's still going to be through your same company, like the people that's going to order through pay-per-view. They're going to order it like this. The people that's going to go to the fight is going to go to the fight.
Yep.
You know,
wow,
it's the same shit. To me, it's just a different application, but serving the same food.
Serving the same purpose, yeah.
Yep, same thing. But anyway, mark my words, you heard it over here on I Am Indy First.
First.
You know, first. Musicians are going to do it. They're going to be able to see you go down right in their living room floor. They're going to pay a little bit more, trust. They're going to pay a little bit more if they drive down there to the performance place and see you live. They're going to pay a little bit more for the convenience of being home. But you're going to get your money and the cable company.
Definitely. Imagine. Oh my goodness. Because when I seen Tupac at Coachella, that was like, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's been going on before that, but that was like my first experience with it, and I saw it. You know, I saw how it could propel and be the one of the main sources of entertainment. I was just skeptical of the business, of how they're actually going to do it. But it makes sense. Having it through the cable company, that makes sense. And that technology through that, yeah, that's, man, I can't wait. I want to get in the industry now. Now you have me thinking about how I can be innovative in that industry.
I'm telling you, it's happening. I'm telling you, as soon as they figure out how to compact that stuff, and make it affordable, and make it affordable to the average Joe Blow,
That would be crazy.
It's going to be on and popping. You're going to tell them to come get this cable box. And you still may need it. You still may need it. They'll probably just add that other little device, like I said, like you go in these malls and stuff. They got the little round cameras. They're gonna stick one of them suckers in the center of this room where it's going to shoot down. Direct down, and that's going to show you everything right there.
Yeah, somebody just needs to make an external piece that you could just put on a cable box or something, or put on your computer, or put on your TV or something.
Right. It's going to have to be some type of decoder or some type of receiver.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be some type of receiver and transmitter. I mean, there's no way around that one, you know. But it's definitely going to happen, dude. Because I just look at how big screen started out, how big and clumsy and ugly they were. And, you know, now they're not even, some of them not even a half an inch thick.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, I can see it happening, dude. I can see it happening.
Definitely.
See it happening. But listen, man, we're going to jump to your next cut, man. I mean, we kind of got off point for a minute, but still, you know, good to kick around this technology. I mean, because that's what we do here on this program, man. We try to give people the ammunition that they need to go out and do some thinking, you know. If even the ones that don't want to open up the book to see what's inside of it, we try to open it up for them.
Definitely. Just that bit of inspiration to kind of think outside the box can you know, make one of the biggest innovations in the world. I mean, you never know who you touch when you touch them until, you know, it happens. So Yeah, man, that's a great program. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be a part of it, you know.
Well, we're glad to have you, bro. We're going to play this cut by you that's called Love. I mean, I wish our president would give us some love. I'm tired of all these old high gas prices, man. This is
oh, man, I'm in Charlotte, and I saw like $3.53 the other day, and I almost lost my mind, man. I almost lost my mind. But, you know, I kept it cool, and I was able to get some for $3.25, so
man, they talking about $4 out here, man. But I'm mad because it ain't no gas shortage, man. Everybody know it. So why are you letting them do us this way?
Exactly, man. Well, that's his problem.
Yeah, no, man. It's our problem. Every time I go to the gas station.
You're right. It is our problem.
It ain't his problem. He said he ain't got. Hey, look. Let's ask him when the last time he went to the gas station and bought some gas. Let's ask him that one.
He probably don't even, come on. Back
he seat. Couldn't tell you how much it cost to fill up that limo.
Nope, not at all. He don't even care. You got to
no,
think
he
about
don't
that.
Care. But I care when people start talking about all this money they spend into other countries and they start talking about all this other stuff they're doing. And the first thing comes to my mind, if you can't fix the little problems here, I don't really want to hear about the big problems somewhere else.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I'm just saying, that's just like my own personal small mind's opinion, because I'm entitled to have my opinion. But I just feel if you can't fix a little problem, I ain't want to hear about no big shit. I just don't.
Of course. I mean, that's true. That's for anything. That's for anything in life. You know, if you're in a marriage and you can't fix the simplest things, how do you think you're going to get, you know, the bigger issues accomplished, you know? I mean, just logically, that doesn't make sense.
It's unreal to think.
Yeah. Things you do something.
It's unreal to think. Hey, but listen, for those who just joined us, Land Soul in the building with your boy K Diddy, and you listen to I Am ND. Call in number 347-308-8747. You know the number. We're going to jump to this cut by Land Soul. It's called Love. And I think everybody out there could use a little bit more of this. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Everybody can. Yes, they can. Enjoy, people.
I wish you luck. I hope you're ready. I'm giving up. This world is way too heavy. I'm losing sight while we're locking eyes. I feel your soul, but it's no surprise. So hold your breath till you got nothing left. And unless you lied when you said I was the fucking best, I don't wanna hear the rest. Baby girl, you were the one. Now I'm reading texts from you, wishing you ain't sent me none. And they say, let me love you, or just leave me be. See, it was us, now it's you and me. So hold your breath till you got nothing left. And unless you lied when you said I was the fucking best, I don't wanna hear the rest. Baby girl, you were the one. Now I'm reading letters from you, wishing you ain't give me none. And they say,
I truly thought you were.
Let me catch.
none, and they say,
I dream about you in the shower. You make my insides so curious. You make me sick of everything.
Sweetie Love from Sweden, France, and you are listening to I Am Envy on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Kay Diddy. Yeah, it's a world movement thing, moving the world with their music. Loving it.
Yeah, we back. Land Soul in the building.
Yes, sir. I want to shout out Rose on the hook, too. She's a beautiful, beautiful singer with a great voice out of St. Croix. She blessed me with that hook right there. I wrote it, but she did sing the hell out of it. Really. So shout out to her.
Where did you produce your stuff at, man? Did you do it all there, or you had producers do it elsewhere? How did that happen? What did you do?
Well, while I was in school, I learned Reason, the program in depth. So that's what I use. When I first started, I used Fruity Loops, like most beginners, and I used that for a number of years, and then when I came to school, I really got into Reason, and that's what I use. I also work with another producer by the name of Dreddy NJ Beats. He's out of New Jersey, and another one by the name of Mark Anthony down here. I like to keep my circle small, you know, and because I produce, I'm kind of picky about the producers I work with and you know, their sound and stuff. But, you know, I'm always open to work with different people, but you know, I really dig into what kind of what I really want to create and what I want things to sound like. So yeah, I pretty much do it myself from scratch. You know, if I have other producers there, I kind of let them do that, and I stay in my writing lane. But I'm very, very, very hands-on, especially with the production. You know, producing is one of them things where it's like, you're able to talk without talking. You're able to create moods. You're able to create feelings and emotions within people without saying a word. You know, it's a type of communication I see it as, you know, because I can create a track that makes an artist feel a certain way when they sing it or when they get on it, or makes them want to talk about something specific, or, you know, I kind of, as a producer, I have that power to dictate the outcome of records, you know, without even having to really say anything, just by creating the sound and the mood and the feeling behind it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, man.
How did the volume sound to you on the song we just played?
The volume.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded a little high.
Okay. Yeah, I have to ask you from your end, because, you know, I don't know if it sounded high or not for me.
Oh, yeah, it just sounded a little high. But,
a little hot.
Yeah. But it still sounded fine. It sounded fine. It wasn't that bad at all.
Oh, okay. Well, it didn't sound bad to me either, but you know, I don't really know the song. So, but you know, I had to ask you for your opinion, since you know it, you feel it, you live with it, you wrote it.
Yeah, that was one of, you know, that song is funny because that song was like, I was nowhere, like I was almost in fantasy land with that, because I was like not even in a relationship, like it wasn't like, you know, I had a broken heart or anything at that point in time, or any you know, thing of that nature. It was kind of, you know, as a producer, we have to, it's almost like acting on to a certain extent. where you have to bring out an emotion, even if that's not your actual emotion or what you're going through at the time. And that was one of the records where I felt needed to be created. And because the undertone of it is the love, L-O-V-E, is really love over everything. That's what it stands for. So the undertone of that record is like, even in the worst of times or in bad times or whatever, there's still, if there is real love between two people, then like you guys could have gone through the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst, and love is still gonna conquer at the end of the day. And that was really the message for that. So yeah, that was a great record, man. I love that record.
Yes, it's definitely powerful. It's definitely powerful. Are you producing any other artists, or are you just working on yourself? I think I may have asked you that, but are you producing anybody else?
No, not at the moment. Rose would be the only. Actually, Rose, I produced some stuff for her. There's another artist by the name of Brandy Maddox. She goes by Gypsy Pearl, also out of actually California, out of L.A. I've done some work with her. Other than that, no. I haven't really. Actually, no, there's another artist, Madadon, out of Charlotte, that I've worked with actually pretty extensively. I've given him, we've been in the lab and worked on a lot of records together. But besides, well, D-Dre 2 is an artist out of Charlotte. He's actually originally from Buffalo. I've worked with him quite a few times in the lab and knock some stuff out. So, I mean, I started off by saying no, but actually, yeah, there's actually a couple people that I'm producing for and that I'm getting in the lab with and really starting to create. But I'm really focusing on my projects, not to be, you know, selfish or anything, but I really have I'm very anal, kind of, and very I strive for perfection a lot. And
well, focus is a good word.
You said, say that again?
I said focused is a good word.
Yeah, focus. There you go. Focus is definitely a great word to use. So I'm very, very focused on, like, perfecting my sound and craft. When I'm in that mode, I don't really like to let other energies kind of mix with that. You know, it has to be a certain situation. It has to be a certain circumstances. But I really like to be able to kind of get into my zone and really perfect it, because I'm still a young dude. You know, I'm about to be 23 in September, and you know, I'm still finding myself. I'm still a walking contradiction. I don't know everything. I'm still, you know, building myself.
Hey, man, but you're smart enough, man. Listen. I have to interrupt you again, because every now and then you drop some jewels and you don't even realize it. Do you know how many people out there in this world just don't know what they don't know?
Yeah.
Think about what I just said. They don't know what they don't know.
Yep, that's crazy.
I mean, they're constantly talking about some shit they have no clue. Man, think about that. Just what you said. You understand that it's a lot of things that you don't know. You understand that you're a young guy. You understand that there's a lot of things that you yet to experience, man. And that's smart. I mean, that's intelligent. They don't get no wiser than that. When you already know that there's things out there that you don't know that you haven't experienced yet, that opens your mind up like a sponge. I mean,
exactly.
It puts you in a situation where you can't do nothing but learn and prosper and pick up things along the way, because you already know that you don't know.
Exactly. And there's always more. Like, even in, especially in this day and age where information is so abundant and so easy to get to. And, you know, that's crazy, because the irony of the age that we're in, where information is so readily available and we can get it, and people are still not getting it. Like, it can't become more accessible. You can go and find out anything about anything and learn about it, and people are still, you know, not exploring and not taking
why
the time.
That's the main reason I laugh when I hear some of our people talk about how they're mistreated and how they don't know this and how they don't know that. And these are the same people that were denied education. They were denied schooling once upon a time. They were denied the right to even read a book. Now, that's no longer the case, so what you going to use now?
Exactly.
What's your excuse now for not knowing?
Exactly.
What's your excuse now for not trying to educate yourself? What's your excuse now? Who's stopping you?
Nobody. And you know what's even crazier about that is that even makes it harder for people because it's so available and it's so there. There's nothing really pushing them to. There's no gate saying you can't come in for people to fight with. You know what I'm saying? People want to fight with that gate and say, no, let me in, let me in, let me in. I want to learn this and I want to do that. And then when it's open and it's wide open for them to go through it, they don't even go near the gate. It's funny.
Yeah, they won't take advantage of it. And then the minute they see somebody else doing it, they're talking about how ignorant they are for not taking advantage of it, then they want to be offended.
Yeah. That's bad.
You know, and they want to be offended, but all the people are doing are telling the truth.
Exactly.
And the first thing I learned in kindergarten was the truth hurt.
Yeah.
People lie on you don't really matter, really, but the truth hurts.
Yeah, we got to face that. See, that's another thing. Like, we're so pain is such a negative thing, you know, but there's a positive and negative thing to everything. There's two sides to everything. There's a good and bad. There's a positive and negative to everything. So the pain of that is a good thing. You just have to go through it. You know what I'm saying? You just have to go through it and get to the other side. Whether you succeed good. And if you fail, you know, you'll learn something so that you can succeed in the future, you know?
Yep. If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Yep. Try again. I had to learn that the hard way, man. Try again.
An old man and an old woman once told me that a quit is quit and win is win. So which one do you want to be?
Yeah, my favorite quote of all time. It's crazy. It's funny you said that because my favorite quote of all time is quitters never win, winners never quit. And
yeah,
it's the same thing. I live by that. You know, I live by that, that understanding that it's all on you. It's all on you, and the energy and time that you put into whatever is what you're going to get back. And if you're putting your time and energy in something that you really, really want, the only way you're not going to get it is if you quit. If you stay persistent and consistent and you go and you go and you go and you go and you go, no matter what the circumstances, no matter if it's raining, if there's a snowstorm, if you have flat tires, if your foot is broke, whatever, and you keep going, you're going to get to where you want to get to.
Absolutely. You have a lot of wisdom for few years, which is a great thing, man.
Thank you. I definitely
know there's going to be great things happening for you in your career, man, because you're all over the place and you definitely got a good mind. You got a plan.
Thank you.
You pretty much know how you're going to do it. So, I mean, you got everything going for yourself, man. You know, anything we could do on this end, just holler, let us know, and definitely we're going to be talking soon about the other stuff. I like to hear some ballads, man. I know you got some of those over there that we didn't get to hear.
Ballads?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. I got all types of records. You know, I'm very – I like to get in the lab with nothing. I like to get – in the lab with me and whoever else, whatever singer, whatever artist, and really catch the vibe. You know what I'm saying? I think the energy is the most powerful thing when two people can come into a room with zero and then come out with a million. You know, it's magic. So yeah, I mean, yeah, I have ballads. I got high energy songs. I got songs to make you think. I got songs just for women. You know, come on, let's do it. Let's do it. We can go in there and create whatever.
Right. Definitely, definitely. I don't know if you're familiar with that other site that I have, the worldmovementrecords.ning site. But there's a lot of artists that that signed up over there that looking for production.
Okay.
You know, definitely looking for production. So definitely take a minute and set up a profile over there, you know, so we can stay connected and keep in touch and so we can see what's going on with you.
All right, that sounds good. I'll definitely look into that.
So yeah, it's been fun. I'm gonna play another record real quick, man, and keep the job, keep it moving, man. But again, I want to thank you for taking time to come out and joining us, man. And hopefully, some artists and some other people listening to the show got something that they can kind of run with and utilize in their careers. And real quick before you go, man, give them some of your contact, give them your Twitter, give them your Facebook, give them information so they can get at you.
You can go to my website, www.soulworld.com. That's SOALWORLD. Twitter is the same thing, Soul World. Instagram is the same thing, Soul World. Soulworld.com, you get all the information there. Any artists that want to contact me for some tracks or whatever, you can go on soulworld.com. And you can just fill out the contact form. And, if you want to go and get my my projects, you can go to soulworld.com also, press on shop, and you can see them there. And yeah, soulworld.com, that's about it.
Definitely, boy, I love your professionalism, man. You all over it, man. Definitely, we'd like to have you come back and mentor some of these other people, like in their 20s, so we can kind of help get them together. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. The youth are very important, man. I'm the oldest, you know, so I have four babies under me. I feel like I helped raise them. My oldest baby's 15, so, yeah, I understand it all. 15, 16, 17, they definitely, definitely need some guidance, and I'm all for it.
Definitely. All right, my brother. I'm hollering to thank you again, man. We'll be hollering at you soon.
No doubt. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me, definitely. It was great.
All right. Land soul, y'all.
Yeah, this is your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. Yeah, I'm keeping it locked every Wednesday at I Am Indie, where you get your smooth urban hip-hop independent music, baby. From 2 p.m., hosted by my man, J.D., putting it down. I Am Indie. Check it out.
Clear to runway 04, wind at 030 degrees at 2, altimeter 3011. Secondary guidance systems engaged. 08, roger. What's the surface temperature?
Boy, was my face red.
008, clear to runway 04, wind at 030 degrees at 2, altimeter 3011.
I see you staring from across the room, like you're telling me what you're trying to do. Ooh, ain't go through how you're trying to shake it loose. So when you approached me, you was looking so lovely. I couldn't help myself, I didn't want nobody else. Then me time, what you're looking for, I want to show you so much more. Oh yeah, so sexy, take my hand, Hey, I wanted to ask you, would you like to dance? This may be our only chance today. Just a little romance.
Yeah, it's your boy K Diddy, and you listen to I Am ND, the show for independence, you know. Holla, holla, holla. 347-308-8747. Come join us every week, the same time. And it's about that time. We got 3 minutes left of the show, and I want to end this with my boy DJ King Assassin, who's actually ripping up the streets and the West Coast and the Midwest. Definitely, y'all put your ears on this one, and I'm sure y'all can relate. Let your people know that you heard it right here on IMND. Holla at us. It's just a world movement records thing.
Wyclef, a.k.a. Tucson St. John, with the King Assassin. Where my warriors at? If you in the club, reminiscing on this loony joint, I got 5 on it. Let me see your hands up, sing along. I'm moving to California, cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant, and I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant, cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yeah, I had a dream they legalized the marijuana. So President Obama had no more drama. He gave me Air Force One, I went to Afghanistan. On a peace talk, smoking L's with the Taliban. Yeah. They said it wouldn't bomb us, so I went to Iran. I got to Iran, they shot to Iran. Them boys don't wanna talk North Korea next job. So how you deal with a dictator, get them a lot of pot. I got them smoked out, so I asked them where the nuclear weapons. He said they pointed at Americans. Yeah. We both are high. He told me, Tucson, you the man. I told him my high school sweetheart taught me Korean. No, 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 no. I'm young, Hashamika. Ha, ha. Said Suli. Said Rang Hamnita. Yeah. He said he liked my swag, like the way I get down. And tell Obama that he gonna take the nukes down.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yep. He's selling crack and they got him. They got him. He's selling dope and they got him. They got him. He's selling meth and they got him. They got him. Yep. I'm selling dope and the same cop that got him is the same cop I gave the smoke who gave me a pardon. I'm in the club with the Cypress Hill bong. So much smoke that we set off the alarm. Straight out of Haiti, but my shot is up from Kingston. My west side connect me, King Assassin. But like Rockin' Man Eric B, I shouldn't have kept y'all. Without a strong group to step tall. But I fly so much that I live in the air. And waiting for the Fuji album, I was bound to get gray hair. Yeah. Until then, you can catch me in the smoke section. With a big pun flow, Caribbean connection. And if you're looking for ganja, come to my plan.
I'm moving to California,
cause it's just legal as the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale.
Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
I'm moving to California,
cause it's just legal as the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale.
Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
Lawmakers in California are considering legalizing and taxing marijuana.
If you're going to have tax revenue from alcohol and tobacco, why is it not appropriate to introduce marijuana into that conversation?
Legalizing marijuana and taxing it would generate up to $1 billion for the cash-strapped state treasury.